I know why you've clicked on this episode. It's because in this episode, you'll hear to a crazy college love story leading up to a ridiculous plot twist with an unexpected ending. So buckle up and hold on. We can't begin so quickly. Let me welcome the new listeners before I begin the show, and also the old listeners, the OGs who have been listening to me for a long while. Before we begin this story, which I have in store for you guys, I just want to take a moment to just address everything that's going on. And take a moment to be grateful. I mean, this is my second attempt at podcasting for the new listeners, and I've never come this far, and this is season 2, episode 1. And I'm so grateful that you, the Relatable Story Squad, and we stuck together, and we had an entire season worth of episodes. That is 22 episodes went by so quickly, and I had so much fun making them, and so did you guys listening them. And I have so much, you know, juicy content and stories in store for you to share in the upcoming weeks. So please, if you're a new listener, we share entertaining, relatable stories. And yeah, I'm a regular kid who does this on this podcast with the only intent to make you never, ever feel bored again. So yeah, that's what you can expect from this podcast. And if that is something that interests you, I would really appreciate it if you'd follow me. And now let's get into the story that you've come here to listen. Okay, let's begin. The college story is what I'm going to share today. So let's begin with the college love story. So the girl's name, what's the girl's name? Okay, let's call her Abby. And I totally did not take it from The Last of Us 2. Like, I've totally not been watching this. Like, I record a lot of episodes in advance, right? So yeah, I'm currently, if you've been watching The Last of Us, you exactly know when it came out and the reference right here. But again, I don't want to keep it too off topic. Let's call her Abby. Okay, now let's start with the story. The initial college days, right? After I graduated from 10th grade from school, I enrolled myself into college. And on the first day, I walked into the college, and it's a huge class. And, you know, and it's like in school, there was like around 60 people in a classroom, right? A very small class and all that stuff. But college is a whole other thing, right? And I knew it was coming. Such a huge class and around 200 students sitting. And it's a huge, and it's a lengthy class. And the teacher's desk is not on the floor. It's like on an elevated surface because there's no way she'd be able to see anything at the back. And then I it's complicated, but basically I sit at the last bench for this love story. And then I see this girl, right? I call this girl Abby. I see her. And then, okay, let's describe how Abby looked like. She was a tall girl, right? Higher than average, taller than average, my bad. She's a beautiful face and such a cute smile, you know. And if you've been listening to my podcast, I can't remember the episodes, but all of my crush stories, you know, I see that smile and I fall for it. So there's nothing can penetrate me more harder than a smile. Some things that you should know about her is she's a huge bunker. She barely attended the lectures, you know, like a majority of the times she used to not even sit in the class. So, it was very screen time. We call it the screen time on the phone. Yeah, she had very little lecture time. So I could barely, you know, stay in contact with her. Okay, now I literally would tell you exactly where she sat in the classroom. But there are some of my friends, boys, and some girls listening to this podcast. So if I did, the majority of my college life, I will be mocked. And so will the girl whose identity I cannot disclose. So I cannot, unfortunately, tell her actual name and the place where she sat, okay? Okay, now let's begin how this love story began, right? In the initial days of college, everybody's new. Everybody, you know, came and everybody gets distributed and scattered after school, right? Everybody goes to their different colleges. So we are not in touch. And yeah, you can absolutely relate with that. We miss our friends so much. But it's again a new chapter, new beginnings. So we come to college and then I'm trying to find a name. Okay, this is what I'm trying to get to here. I'm trying to find a name and I don't know her name. So, and you know, it's not, and you know, I'm such a coward. I'm such an introvert. So the last thing I'm going to do is going to ask her like a pickup artist. Hey, what's your name? And then, yeah, just drop a pickup line. No, that's not how we do it here. Okay. So yeah, I had to find a name. Now how did I find it? I did find it. Yes. Now in the initial days, we had to make a WhatsApp group for the entire college, right? So one girl in the classroom had got the responsibility to make the list. So she had basically wrote everybody's roll numbers, which she had gotten in advance. So like there are, I think, 127 students in the classroom, okay? So yeah, and then we had to write a name in next to a roll number. I think the name was already written, my bad. And we had to write a phone numbers for us to be enrolled into the WhatsApp group. So the register is passing everywhere, 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 all that stuff, right? And then it comes to me. And then I see, I kind of get, I guess I come to know her roll number because, like, when the teacher is calling her roll numbers, you can see the person who it is, right? Because they raise a hand up. So I know the person, her roll number. The struggle is to find her name. So when the register came to me, I knew this was the opportunity, and I know, like, I see her roll number, I see her name, so that's very good, important, you know? And yeah, I told in advance that it's Abby, but I came to know later on. So yeah, she's Abby, and then I see a phone number. I'm like, jot it down. And I write it, you know, I'm like looking, I'm on the last bench, all the boys are looking at me, like, what are you doing? You're supposed to write your own number, you're not supposed to take others' phone numbers, you know what I'm trying to say? So yeah, and I write a phone number down, and so I wrote her number down, and then I started on WhatsApp, you know, like I contacted her on WhatsApp, and then your boy started flirting, you know, the mild flirting, and it went, you know, and so we talked a lot, you know, I mean, a decent, a fair amount, basically from a stranger to friends, basically, right? So that's the amount of texting that we did and conversations we had. So that's something better than stranger, right? After the smile flirting, she said, like, no, she wanted to prefer on Instagram, you know. I think it's some religion issue, okay? I cannot know much because I wasn't for religion. But so it was a religion issue, and her father was more securitive. I don't even think that's a word, but basically more protective of her, if I were to say. So she did. So she couldn't basically talk to a lot of guys, I guess. I'm just guessing here, right? You don't want to address these issues because you don't want to confront them again. It's all family matters and all that. So basically, she had to hide all this talking from her parents. So she couldn't keep, so after a conversation, basically, she used to delete all that because I guess the parents were checking her WhatsApp. I mean, who even does that? I mean, but in our country, because of all the empowerment and stuff, I guess girls need whatever that is. I don't know. I guess it was just maybe a majority of the girls have that done to them. I have no idea. But okay, so that was the case. So she switched over to Instagram, as in she told me to. So I didn't know her Instagram ID, and neither did she tell me, and we stopped almost on talking on WhatsApp, right? And then, you know how Instagram shows you contacts, like, because you have the contacts, it's like, Instagram is like, here's your contacts, you want to follow them. So I found her on Instagram, and then I slid on those DMs, you know, and then we started chatting. I mean, again, I didn't want to take things too quickly, you know, escalating something is not something that's good in India. I don't know, I'm just so bad at this. Love, relationships, everything. I just suck at it. So I'm trying to take it slow as an introvert would, you know, slow and easy. Easy peasy, okay? So I started sending memes, you know, you just want to get very, very familiar, you know, you don't want, you know, there's that level of being a friend and that regularity of how often you text each other, how frequently you remember each other, how frequent you are in the other person's mind. So I'm trying to keep it slow, but constant, you know, like very frequent. So that's how I did. Okay, now about her Instagram use, the way she used Instagram also is very important because I noticed, because wherever I was sitting in classroom, I'm not going to say that again, but I noticed her. She was on the phone all day and on Instagram particularly. I used to notice her from my bench, like she used to be on the phone, like below the bench, and she used to just scroll on Instagram all day, every day. The majority of the time she wasn't in the classroom. And the time she was in the classroom, I mean, during for attending the lectures, she was on her phone. And that also on Instagram. So she used Instagram hell of a lot, okay? Now, there's a thing called activity status on Instagram. And that is what she had kept off for her account. Now, let me explain what activity status is. If you're a normal Instagram user, you know, whenever you're in the DM section, the green dot next to a person's account circle, next to the profile picture, is basically indicating that they're online or offline, if it's not shining. That is the activity status. If you off that inner settings, which you can find it for yourself, it won't show others whenever you're online. That green bubble won't appear for anybody. And it's not just one-sided. So the moment you off it, you also won't be able to see when others are online. Everybody's will just go blank. So after I came to know that, like I asked her about it, she said the activity status is off. So I too kept my activity status off because I feel like there was some privacy concerns. How do I say this? I guess if you keep it on and everybody can see you when you're on, I guess that leads to a lot of privacy issues. As in, I don't want everybody to just see, oh, this guy's online all the time. You know, I'm I can just elaborate because I had this one friend, again, not going to say his name. Whenever I logged into Instagram, whether it be morning, afternoon, evening or night, I used to see his account and with the green light on. And I used to text him, I used to send him in, but he used to not answer also, right? But he is online on the app. I don't know how much he's scrolling or what he's looking at, but he is online. Now, that isn't a good look for him, is it? Isn't it? So, again, that's some privacy issues. You don't want to show others all the time how much you're online. So, I have kept my off. People who know me and contact me, they know I don't have the green thing. And that's because I have kept my activity status off. Again, that doesn't mean I'm on Instagram all day. Dare you think that? I have some work, okay? I work behind this podcast. I have some important stuff to do as well. I only come to do my stuff and build relationships and get off the platform. Let's talk about that. Okay, so WhatsApp was step one. Instagram was step two. Now we have to move over to step three. That is Snapchat. Now, I mean, girls just use Snapchat like a hell of a lot, right, in my area. So I had to snap her, you know. So, okay, I downloaded Snapchat. I guess I had it, but I'm not a huge Snapchat guy as I was an Instagram and a WhatsApp guy. Again, Snapchat shows your contacts. I added her on Snap, right? And then we started exchanging snaps. Now, let me explain, like, again, why Snaps is much better. Okay, let me explain. Snapchat has this feature. If you're a user, you obviously know this. But if you don't know this, and so let me explain. They have this feature wherein you send a person one snap and the other person sends you one snap. And that's basically counted as one fire emoji. That is called a streak. So if you keep doing that in a row, minimum of one snap per day, if you're both exchange, both contacts, you get one streak. And the longer you do it, like, you know, like at 17, 20, 50, 100, it keeps going. I've seen people go up to 100, 200, 300, 500. I don't know how long it goes, but that's how you do it. And people like love to keep something, and it's barely like, you know, like effortless. You can just like click a black photo and just send it. It will kind of count as a snap. So people love to have numbers and statistics. So it looks good. Oh, you have been snapping each other for 70 days, 200 days, whatever. So this is a good way because it gives the girl an incentive to snap you back to maintain the streaks. That way you're on a subconscious mind. So even if that day I didn't contact her, she didn't contact me, I didn't send her a meme, we weren't talking anything that day, she will send me a snap just to maintain the streak, and that way I will be on a mind, on a subconscious mind. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That is why Snapchat is really good. Now let me explain what social media and Snapchat does much better than WhatsApp. You know, on social media, people post photos of themselves and, you know, they show themselves in a way which you don't see them in real life. I guess, I know, most people aren't models. So, again, you can see most of the, you know, what do you call that? Candid, I think, yes. So, you can see how candid, like, you know, you can see them posting pictures in their houses, in their ghetto parks and all that stuff. So, you can see their IRL life because they're not models. They don't have the post professional photographers and DSLR. So, you can see how they look IRL, right? And different poses, different angles, different faces, particularly of girls. Boys usually, I've noticed, a lot of them don't put their photos on Instagram. They usually use it for consumption rather than posting kind of stuff, right? So yeah, as I was getting to it, and Snap, particularly Snap, you know, most people, and it's Snap is like what? You click a photo and you send, majority of it, right? It's not like Instagram, you click a perfect photo, put a caption and it just stays on your grid forever. It's just a snap. So it's more informal in a way. Are you getting to say it's basically in the other person's life? So basically when they're having food, they send you what they're eating or food. When they're out with their friends, they send you that, you know, like, and they're in the home, they're sitting with their kids. So basically this girl Abby I'm talking about, she used to send me these snaps so I could get to know on a deeper level. She in a home, how humble she was, humility, all that stuff. You could get to know the person on a second level deeper, you know what I'm trying to say? So I know everything I'm saying right now is relatable to everybody who knows me listening to this and of the same age group, right? Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Exactly. I'm just talking about this for the new people and to give some context about what is going to happen. So basically things were escalating by the minute, right? They were not neutral. They were not in a straight line or going downwards. They were going up. Day by day, we are increasing a conversation. We're sharing more information. We're getting to know each other more. And basically it's going an upward trend. One day in college, I decided like to finally meet her in person, you know, like because a majority of the conversation we had was over text, Instagram, Snapchat, right? We haven't spoken in person yet. So when I was going in college, while I was going to my classroom, I think she was going down, I was going down, I just don't know what's going on. I said hi to her and then I looked like such a dumbass because I was so awkward and cringy right there. And then, but still, like, she said hi, and yeah, she was with the friends, I guess, and then she went there, I went there, and all that stuff, right? Another thing that you need to know is that I read books, right, like a dumbass. You know that I don't bunk, you know, because, yeah, just some of my episodes, I think I've made one episode in season one, just go and listen to that, but basically, I don't bunk, I haven't bunked a single lecture. I read books instead, you know, like, I'm a reader, avid reader. I don't even know what avid means. It sounded good. Just popped it in. Somebody's going to correct me. I know. But who cares? Okay. So I read books like a dumbass, right? I'm sitting at the last bench And you know, last match and our last bench is known for people to be notorious, right? People who bunk, people who do mischief, people who sleep, people who are on the phone. No, and I literally break the stereotype. Teachers always are like, why are you sitting on the last bench? And I'm the studious guy, right? I'm studious, I'm sitting on the last bench, and I'm a disgrace to every backbencher that was ever known in history. I'm reading books. Now, I'm reading books, and then she's sitting again very close to me, can't disclose the location. She gets annoyed. She doesn't like me reading. I know, girls want attention or something, right? I wasn't giving her any. I was just into my book reading. I'm into self-help books for the readers who are listening to this. Okay, I'll just mention the book name also if you're interested. I was reading How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Okay, so I'm reading my book, and I'm reading my book, and she is getting jealous on the minute by the minute, right? And she just wants that attention, right? She wants me to look at her. She wants me to talk to her. That the classic girl thing, right? She snatched my book, and I'm like, no, let me read, you know? And then, that's where things started to get escalating, okay? And then, so basically we got to know each other more after that incident, and it just went again, going upwards track. She was fairly good in studies, but again, since she bunked, she missed a lot of notes. She didn't understand a lot of studies. So she used to ask for a lot of help. So I used to help her with studies, right? Like math sums doubt, BK sums doubt, BK's bookkeeping accounts for in commerce. So I used to help her, right? Whenever she had doubts, I used to like, okay, yeah, come on, I'll help you, sweetie. I'm just kidding. I didn't call her sweetie, okay? But yeah, so I helped her. And you know, my partners around me got a sense of what was going on, you know? And they did what classic friends would do, you know, your stupid, you know, like your cocky friends, what they would do. you like Abby, right? You like Abby, right? And yeah, they used to like always taunt me, like they used to taunt me. And if you're listening to this podcast and you have friends like this, you exactly know this feeling and you exactly know this type of friends, okay? I personally, guilty confession, I have never done this. If someone has an affair, someone has a girlfriend, there's a crush or a girlfriend, I have never taunted and I have never will. Okay. Maybe I may in the future, I don't know, but I have never. Okay. So please don't you blame me of anything. Okay. So I shyly reject it as possible, right? When your friends are telling you the last thing you want to do is like, Oh yes. And you want to accept that, you know, shyly as a boy. And then because it's brutal, let me explain. Once your friends, okay, I don't know if this goes worldwide or like how, but in India, in my country, in my area, or at least my childhood, I know. Once your friends know about your crushes, you're done. You're done for your life. The entire class will come to know it as if it's a viral news or something. And they will tease you when your crush or girlfriend, whatever it comes into the classroom, they'll say the word Bhabi. Okay, now for my non-native listeners, Bhabi is supposed to be, I don't know, it's supposed to be elder brother's wife or some sort of relation. But basically teasing like it's like a going to be wife or going to be girlfriend or crush, something. And so that Bhabi is the word to tease. And then they start teasing you brutally and the entire class is on it. Trust me, it's bad. Because assume you're in the classroom and that your girlfriend is standing up or your crush is standing up to answer or you are standing up to answer. And then all the class is starting teasing you with Bhabi and all those other marriage words and crush words. It's brutal because once the teacher comes to know what is going on, then you're done. Because the image the teacher has of you, you're no innocent boy no more. You need to understand that. It was going all fine and dandy, right? Everything was going nice. I was shyly rejecting all the crush accusations on me. And everything was good, right? I was taking one step at a time, one step. There was no way anything could go wrong, you know? I was escalating it nice and easy. Until one day, all of a sudden, right? All of a sudden, I'm home. I'm just enjoying listening to music, jamming and, you know, doing my stuff. I get a snap like, oh, chill, you know, like what? And I open the snap, you know? And guess what? I'm just going to wait for 2 seconds and I want you to guess what is the worst thing that could happen. One, two. No, I'm just kidding. She sent me a snap, okay? A snap of her boyfriend. And she's with her boyfriend in the snap, okay? And with some cheesy and some corny caption. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's like, I love you forever, best boyfriend for life, something. And you know, like, and that was it. I was done. I wish I had asked earlier. Are you understanding? I wish I had all these expectations. Like we were something, right? Like crush. Why did I say crush? I was saying Ross or something. Okay. But like all my expectations that she's my crush, wannabe girlfriend, wannabe wife, crushed into nothingness. I'm like, so obviously I didn't cry. Okay. There was nothing to cry about. we weren't officially anything anyways. You know, like, we were, like, the best what you could call us was friends. We weren't even best friends by that point. Everything was imagination, right? And I don't even think she understood. She's still in college. And yeah, things are normal now. We don't talk much. I think she's sensed it. That I stopped contacting her once I understood that I had been zoned in the worst possible way. You know, so like, and I didn't have an incentive to contact her now. Obviously, I'm not ghosting or anything, but my initial incentive was to, like, make her my girlfriend or something, you know, like, basically escalate into a relationship. But since she's already in a relationship, yeah, I mean, we are friends, yeah, obviously. But since my initial intent was to make her my girlfriend, every move I made was with the intent to make her my girlfriend. Now that she has already been occupied, she's been taken. I could contact her, but it would basically be a burden, like, what to contact her with, you know, like, my incentive is gone. So, she never had feelings for me, I guess, yeah, and then, yeah, she's still doing fine with her boyfriend, I guess. And, yeah, here's the mistake a lot of boys make, okay. Assuming the girl likes you. And that's what I did. And all the episodes, all the crush episodes I've heard, is what I've always done. Trust me, don't. Don't assume that the girl likes you. Because it's not even the girl's fault. Did she come and tell you straight up to your face, I like you? Tell me, I'm waiting. Yes, dare you lie. I know she hasn't told you, okay? We all misinterpret girls' body language as hell. We should do a better job, boys. Come on. Our girlfriend lies in our hands, okay? If you want to assume... what am I saying? If you want to assume that she likes you, then you can assume it, okay? It's fine. But it's, again, it's just an assumption. Don't confirm it until you ask her yourself. That is, you go and personally up to her face. Do you like me, woman? I'm just kidding. But you get her. You want some sort of actual way of asking her whether she likes you, you know? Otherwise, you will face disappointment like me. I'm telling you. And that's the bitter truth. Now, what did we learn today, boys? Girls bad and boys good. I'm just joking. Okay, I'm just joking. Come on. But what I'm trying to say here is, girls who are listening to this, please end our suffering. Reject us for Christ's sake. But please don't leave us in uncertainty and guessing forever that you like us, alright? I would highly appreciate it. I'm telling you, on behalf of all the boys, we would happily be rejected than be living in a fantasy that girl likes for us forever when you're just even looking at us randomly and we are off, right? We are at the marriage gates. with that one glance, you look at us, we are at the marriage gates. So, boys, okay, girls, your stuff is done now. Boys, yes, for you. Listen to season 1, episode 16, okay? Long-time listeners of the show know that I'm all about confessing them feelings to those crushes. But most of you boys... fantasize about having a girlfriend. Hold up. Don't go that far, comrade. Let's take it step by step. First, you need to confess your feelings in order to anything to happen. And obviously, you don't have what it takes to do that confession in person. So I've made an episode dedicated to you, just for you, so that episode is titled How to Text Girls. Yeah, and once you understand how to text girls, only then will you be able to convey those feelings via text. And the majority of y'all will confess over text, I know. So make sure you listen to season 1, episode 16. Okay, it's in the catalog. Just take that extra effort to swipe down. How lazy can you possibly be? Yeah, so that will definitely develop the skills you need to talk to your crush, to talk to girls, to confess your feelings. And, you know, just take it up from there. You know, it's very, very valuable. And I have a crazy, ridiculous story in there. It's very, very funny. Dude, you have to listen to it. And, you know, I just genuinely remember in that episode, I share this ridiculous story and it is just so funny. And I feel like that story will resonate with every boy listening to this. Unless you're like Zeus's son. Perseus is not son, is he? Whatever. Unless you're a god at texting girls, you have made all of those mistakes mentioned in that episode. So make sure you go and listen to this. I really, like, genuinely feel like that will really benefit you. And it's really funny and entertaining too. Okay, let's conclude this episode. You guys wanted longer episodes. Yeah, I hit the 20-minute mark. Here's the best episode of all time. And I wanted to start season 2, episode 1 with a banger. Yeah, hope you guys... I just can't speak. I literally, like, exhausted myself in giving all I had into this episode. And that's my new agenda with season 2. I'm just going all out and just want to enjoy the maximum and give all my energy into these episodes so that every one of you listening can just enjoy it to the fullest, you know. As they say, if you have fun making it, people will have fun consuming it. I don't know if anybody said this. I'm going to say this. Quote me now. Okay. if you love this episode and you want to be notified about future episodes and you never want to miss an episode, then follow me on the platform of your choice. We're officially available on all platforms, baby. And yeah, just leave a positive review. A 5-star would be absolutely, I would appreciate that on Apple Podcasts to let others know how beautiful of a podcast this is and how beautiful of an experience they are missing out on if they don't listen to this. Lastly, follow me on Instagram because like you see a popular person on your podcast, you follow them on Instagram. I mean, and people who follow me on Instagram get 7 years of good luck. So, you are going to follow me. Oh, perfect. It's such a great deal. Anyways, what will you get if you follow me on Instagram is the great question you did not ask, is that you'll get to see behind the scenes of how I make my podcast, some future teasers before the actual episodes come out, so you can always be one step ahead of all the random listeners. And yeah, with this, I'm officially signing out. Rylan Banis, peace out.